Okay, I guess that's better. Okay, welcome. A small presentation for the specialization course. Actually, I guess everybody here will be for the 5 or the 10 credit course and not for this particular course. My name is Patrick Boers. I am Ansat here at the at NISLAB. I have my office around the corner. You can reach me on many different ways. And I have a particular role in this course. I am the administrative responsible. That's my full task, administrative responsible. So I'm not supervising all of you. Beside maybe interaction with me, you also need a supervisor. And that will be the most important person you talk to. I will just make sure that all the processes go well. Okay. You all selected the specialization course. That means that you want to specialize in a particular topic that you have an interest in, that we maybe do not cover in full detail in the curriculum, or we covered something but you want to know more about it. So that's at least you have decided that you are lacking something in this curriculum that you are in. And maybe you want to prepare for the master thesis or whatever. But the first thing that you need to do is determine what that topic is that you want to know more about. Does everybody already have an idea of what they want to go into? I see some maybes. I'll see any firm yeses. Okay, that's good. You can leave. No, just kidding. Any firm not at all? Oh, that's... we need to talk. Okay, but that's the first thing that you need to do. Determine what you are going to research on. You have selected the specialization course for a particular reason. I mean, if I go through the list of courses and I see a course on wireless security, I know what that course is and I know if I like that course, and that's the reason I'm going to take that course or not. Yeah, you selected the specialization course for a particular reason also. So, once you have a topic, you have to determine a supervisor. Somebody will have to supervise you. And that will be somebody who... The slides will be made available, so you can take notes, but it's not that much needed. You need a person that is an expert in the particular area that you want to learn some more about. And of course, you have to agree with this person that he will supervise you. You cannot just claim a supervisor, not in the same way as that I can come to you and say, yeah, you don't have a topic yet, you will be my student. Yeah, I as a supervisor can't claim students, you as a student can't claim a supervisor, but you can ask, and mostly you get a okay. Once you have a topic and you have a supervisor, then the both of you have to agree on what exactly is it that you're going to do. Yeah, the topic that you had, write it in a nice research question so that you know what question you are going to answer. Come up with a temporary title. It's not carved in stone, so it's not like, hey, the title that we come up with now, that's the one that should be on the final report, and if not, then we deduce points. So, but at least come up with something that temporarily describes what you're going to do. Most of you have, now some of you have registered for both courses, the 5 and the 10 credit course. So depending on what research question you land on, you have to determine how much work is that going to be, or how much work can I invest in that. Is it 5 or 10 ECTS? An ECTS in general stands for 30 hours of work. So is it 150 hours of work or 300 hours of work that I'm going to invest in that? And you have to determine on what you're going to deliver. In let's say, 99 out of 100 cases, that will simply be a report where you describe what you have done. The kind of topics that you can do is not just only research-based. You can also do some kind of literature study. Yeah, so maybe research question here is not the best terminology. If you want to learn more about a topic, it could very well be that the supervisor says, here is a book, go and study this and make a report about this book, about the content of this book. Not this book, that's too few pages. So, but in many cases it will be a report. I've seen cases where the delivery was a program, but that's very hard to evaluate. So at the very least, a report on how you designed the program and everything should be part of the delivery. Okay, you have to select one of two courses. So which one to select? Well, the 4881 course is a 5-credit course. So that's a smaller one. While the 4882, that's a 10-credit course. So how much work how many hours do you want to spend on this particular topic? Should also be reflected, obviously, in your delivery. Yeah, if you deliver in the 10-credit course, if you deliver something and then the external sensor says, yeah, that's little work, or that sounds like little work, yeah, you might better have chosen the 5-credit course and getting a good grade for some work you have done in 150 hours instead of a bad grade for something that you have done, the same thing that you have done in 300 hours. You can take both, by the way. You can take the 4881 and the 4882 course, but in that case, the second one just counts for 5 credits. So if you want to study something on intrusion detection, and on the other hand you want to study something in wireless security, that's possible. And you can use both course codes, and both count then for 5 credits, because we don't allow you more than 10 ECTS in specialization topics. Anybody here for the from the experience-based master program? No, then we'll forget about that. 30 hours of workload per ECTS, but I guess you heard that on each and every course that you had already, I hope. You need to have 2 deliveries. The first delivery is very brief. The deadline, I forgot about the deadline. I think it's the end of this month somewhere. It's a very short description of what you are going to do. So what did you agree upon with your supervisor? So as I said, there should be a temporary title at least, so give me the title of the project. Include your name and student number. That's always interesting to see where we get the deliveries from. Email might be handy. Similar for the supervisor, so that we know if we have something on paper that we can immediately see who it comes from and who is the supervisor. A short description of what you're going to do. Short. Not so much in detail, no references or whatever, just tell me in 5 lines what you're going to work on. And tell me what you and your supervisor agreed to deliver. So that's all that you need to write. Can be half a page, at the very least it's less than 1 page. Yeah, I've seen people doing their very best here. That's not needed. I don't need 3, 4, 5 pages with a lot of references and reasons why this is so very interesting for society or for the student or whatever. No, I just simply want I want a confirmation that you actually started doing something. A couple of years ago, when we did not have this mandatory first delivery, there were students in the fall semester coming to me somewhere in November, when the delivery deadline was in December, saying, "Yeah, I don't have a supervisor. What should I do?" That's kind of late. You're laughing, but that's actually happening. And so that's what we do now, is we more or less force you to come up with a topic and come up with something, and make sure that at least you have started now. If you stop working right after that, yeah, I can't help that. There is a word template in front, although I don't think it deserves the name template. It just mentions, I think, these points also. Yeah, so you can see about what to write. But deliver, please, a PDF. Everybody should deliver a PDF. And what you write in this half page, or half page, 3/4 of a page, that's not binding. It's not carved in stone. So if this is delivered end of September and beginning of October, you decide that, yeah, I want to change it slightly or maybe radically or whatever, that's okay with me also. Again, it's just making sure that you have started. Then the second delivery is the final delivery. And both the first and the final delivery should be delivered in Class Fronter. And they should obviously be delivered before the deadline, both of them. That's why we set deadlines, so we know when you will deliver. For the final delivery, it will be a single file that you deliver. If you just deliver a report, that is simply a PDF. If you have more, if you want to add software or whatever, then that could be something that could be all together in a zip file. Yeah. If it's a report, again, do that in Word or whatever. Do that in PDF, not in Word or whatever. Yeah, or tech file or whatever. Or text. And then because, again, this has happened, this is not just making it up now, people deliver a report and they give it the nice name report.pdf. Yeah, and I download all these reports and all of a sudden I see in my directory, I see report.pdf. I have no idea where that it comes from. I have to open it, I have to look at it, and then I can process it only. So I will prescribe some file naming, which is very easy for you to do, but saves me a lot of time. For the first delivery, very simple. You have the course code, IMT 4880 1 or 2. You have the number of ECTS. We do that because sometimes for the 82 course, it's 5 ECTS and not 10. Your last name and literally the word description. Without the quotes, of course. Dot PDF. It's a PDF again that you have to deliver. So if I would deliver something, it would be IMT 4881, 5 credits, last name, description. As simple as that. For you, it's just a simple rename, but there are like, I don't know, 20, 30 people in the course. For me, it would be a lot of work to just find out everything. Besides the fact that if you call it report.pdf and you call it report.pdf, I run into trouble downloading them. Final delivery, exactly the same, but the word description is now changed by final. Yeah, IMT underscore 5 underscore, IMT 4881 underscore 5 underscore boost underscore final. Dot PDF or dot zip, depending on what you deliver. If you just deliver a PDF, no need to put it in a zip file. Again, that is extra work for me, which I like to avoid. Is that clear? Okay, good. As mentioned, I am the administrative responsible for this course. So if you have any questions, any administrative questions, you contact me. And you contact me immediately. There's no need to wait and say, okay, yeah, maybe he's busy or whatever. Send me an email, drop in my office, whatever. Yeah, but contact me immediately. It's a short semester. It's a lot of work that you have to do. So waiting has no value. Okay, so how do we proceed from now? Well, first you have to decide on your topic and you have to make it a bit more firm. If you're not determined on that yet, go to a supervisor and say, this is what I had in mind. Maybe this or this, and then you can discuss with him or her. Yeah, if you have no idea, go and talk to a couple of people and see what kind of topics they have available. Yeah, you must have a broad idea if it's you're in information security. Yeah, if it's management like or if it's digital forensics or crypto or whatever. Yeah, you have a rough idea like that. Yeah, so if it's crypto, you go to Slobodan. If it's digital forensics, you go to Catherine. If it's management, you go to A&R. Yeah, and ask them if they can help you come up with the topic. It's a supervisor who is very important in this course. They can guide you, they can give you all the information. So discuss with your supervisor what you want to do and write this half-page description and then put that in a report and deliver that. Obviously, it's a very good idea to just show this to your supervisor before you deliver it so that he or she knows what you delivered. Yeah? Okay. So you have a topic, you have a supervisor, you have a description. Yeah? Upload that. And apparently you then have agreed with the supervisor on what to do, so you get to work. You start reading, you start doing research, you start whatever is needed for your particular topic. And then you work hard, you write a final report, you upload it again, and you're done. See, it's a very simple course. Nothing very special going on here. The deadlines. I said deadlines. You can find them in the front room. I don't know them by heart. I know that the end of September is the deadline for the first delivery, for the description, and somewhere in December, I believe, is the deadline for the final final report. Is there an extension possible? That's a question you always get. No, there's no extension possible. So you need to get to work right now and write something. Final report, again, deadline you can find in the front of the room. Is there an extension possible? Yeah, in that case, there might be an extension possible. If you get hit by a bus and are in the hospital for a couple of weeks, if you got a bad case of diarrhea and can't leave the toilet for a day or what, yeah, make sure that you get a doctor's note that something has happened to you, and then we can make sure that there is an extension. This, here you don't get an extension because this is, in principle, 10 minutes work. Yeah, and even if you're in bed feeling sick for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, a week, you still have time before the deadline to just spend these 10 minutes. For the final report, we show some more leniency. A deadline is a particular date where you have to have delivered. You are free to deliver at any point before the deadline. So if the deadline is in December, and you have the 5-credit course, which is 150 hours, and you work, 30 hours per week on it from now on, 5 weeks from now you're finished, you can deliver. No need to wait until December. Why do I say that? Because the reason that I'm very strict on these deadlines is that towards the end, when the deadline is approaching, people are coming, yeah, but I have this deadline too, and I have this deadline too, and everything comes together. No, not everything comes together. It's middle of September now. December is still 2-3 months away. Yeah, so you got 2-3 months to work on this. So no reason to just postpone until the very end and then have it crash with other deadlines. The grading. I mentioned very briefly before that there is an external sensor who will be grading all the reports. There will be three external sensors, actually. One for information security, one for computer science, and one for interaction design. But each of these studies will have just one. So one external sensor will grade all the information security, independent if it's management or digital forensics or whatever. That way we can assure that there is a common way of grading and not that you in digital forensics get a sensor that is very easygoing and say, yeah, you easily get an A, and you get one who is very strict, and you get, for similar work, you get a C or something like that. We have one sensor. We do the same for the master thesis, so that's nothing very special. There is a discussion, of course, with an internal sensor to see if the grade that has been set is okay. That's not just the external sensor. Things like how independent you worked, things like how many hours you spent, that's often difficult to see from a report. So that's the internal sensor that will give the input on that. But in the end, you will be graded on your report, and on your report only. That means that you have to make sure that that is of the very best quality. I've seen a report in one of my other classes here, And I knew the student had done a lot of work, and in the very end I got a report and it said, yeah, the best method to analyze the data is this and this. That's it. Yeah, sure, if I just try one method, obviously it's the best method. Yeah, but I knew he tried many more methods. But if you would send that to an external sensor, he just sees that you describe one method and declare that that is the best. So he has no idea if you looked at 10 methods or 5 methods or maybe just one method. Yeah, but if you describe everything you have done, then you can show actually the work you have done and how you got to a particular conclusion. So make sure that your report represents the work that you have done. Not just the results, but the actual work that you have done. Up to a certain level, of course. This is master thesis. It's not bachelor level. So it's not describing the process. Leave out things like that you were coding until 3 a.m. in the morning. Leave out things that you wrote 700 lines of code or whatever. That's not interesting. Stick to the facts. One note on plagiarism that hopefully you also get more or less every course. If you are using the results of somebody else, you should refer to that somebody else. Yeah? You should acknowledge the other authors. And we do that, you do that. If you read something in a paper in IEEE or ACM or Spring or whatever where you get your information, you write, the authors, this and this, wrote that and that in this paper. But make sure that you also, if you are using, for example, reports that you have written before and you refer to that work, that is an external source also. Yeah, even though you wrote it yourself, you have to make reference to that. Because you have done that work already, the external sensor should be able to see what have you done for this course and what have you taken from what was known before. And what was known before can very well come from you. As an example, the academic staff here is publishing papers, and we published a number of papers on the same topic, and then we can't just repeat ourselves every time. We have to refer to our own other papers. Many issues can arise. I don't have a supervisor, I don't have a topic, I need to make a planning, etc., etc. Some of these I can help you with. You can come to me. Some of these are clearly something that your supervisor should help you with. I have a technical problem, that is your supervisor. I need to make a planning. Again, the supervisor knows much more about the topic than me. He is the most likely person. I don't have a supervisor or a topic, yeah, then you could think about me. If you have a broad idea of where to go, okay, go to the technical staff that is working in that area. If you have no idea at all, I could be of help if needed. Specifically for information security, I know all the staff members, I can help there. I know a bit about interaction design and applied computer science also, but yeah, there it's more difficult for me to help you. Easiest way to get a supervisor is just go around in these offices, knock on a door and just talk to people. I don't progress in my work. Yeah, probably again the supervisor that can help you, can give you some hints on how to progress, and not so much me. If you have trouble with your supervisor, if you think that he is treating you unfair or whatever, or he is not answering your questions at all, first try to solve it with him or her. But if that doesn't work on a very short notice, because again, as I said, the semester is relatively short, if it doesn't work, just contact me immediately. Yeah, and I can go and talk to the person and ask why he is ignoring particular emails. Can I extend the deadline? Yeah, that's a question for me, but I guess I've answered that one already. Questions? Yeah? Depends on what you and your supervisor agree upon. It should be at some level academic, but if you see academic as something where new information, new innovation or whatever should be included, then not necessarily. It could be that you study a book on voice recognition, which is not a topic that we have in the courses in information security, but you're interested in that and you study a book on that, and then you could just write an abstract of the book and show the things that you've learned from the book. That's okay, yeah. It can be a research question in the sense that you research something, same as you would do for your master thesis, but then smaller, of course. But it could also be just a literature study. Both of them is allowed. I should try to repeat the questions for the audience. The length of the report, that's a question I always get. And the answer is always the same. It depends very much on how you write. If I spent half a page to say that I have an animal here with four legs and a head and a tail and it has this wool on it and it's white and sometimes it's black, or I say it's a sheep, then obviously a sheep, so that description is so long. The other description contains the exact same information, so long. So if you write three pages in that style, you have very little information in there. If you write very much to the point, yeah, then you can write much more in three pages. So it depends. It's not so much the length, the number of pages that's important, but the information that is in there. Five pages sounds very short, also for a 5-credit course. Yeah, 5 credits is 150 hours. Suppose that you're doing some research, then you have to probably do an experiment, get some data. It doesn't really add up to just 5 pages. No, I'm not saying that. The content, the quality is more important than quantity. Yeah, quality is graded. Yeah, but one page of high quality probably doesn't cut it also. Okay, other question. No, okay, yeah. So the question was, a 10-credit course, is literature study possible? It depends on the book. Yeah, if I can give you a book that where you probably will need your 300 hours of work to just go through it. But I can give you a small one also where, yeah. So again, your supervisor is knowledgeable in this area. So even if you say, I wanted to do the 10-credit course on a particular topic, and maybe you study not just a book, but you study also the literature that you find in IEEE. So depends on how much you put in there. Yeah? So it is possible. Other questions, yeah? What track are you in information security? Yeah, your topic does not need to be digital forensics while you are in the digital forensics track. For your master thesis, it must be. The specialization course, you can do whatever you want. But it should be information security, of course. But it should not be French literature. That's a bit out of the way. Yeah, none. The report must be, say again? If you need to use LaTeX for the report, no, I don't care what you use. In the end, you deliver a PDF anyway. So if you like LaTeX and you write your report in LaTeX, you produce a PDF. If you write in Word, if you like that, you write your report in Word and then you save it as a PDF at the very end. So it doesn't matter what word processor you use. No. That's Einar that is prescribing what you should do in research project planning. That's not me. So if I know, same as that in you're in my course in behavioral biometrics, I'm telling you to use MATLAB as a programming language and not Java or whatever. So that depends on the course. In this course, you do whatever you want as long as you deliver a PDF at the very end. Yes? Who's your supervisor? Okay. Your delivery will be graded by an external sensor. And so the external sensor sees a set of slides at the very end. That is very hard to grade. You should avoid the risk where your grading is just based on a set of slides where the author goes through. And in principle, if I would do that, if I would have a topic and say, here's a book, make that into a set of slides. If I read a book, even if I don't understand what's in there, I can see what's important. I can just do copy and paste. So from the slide deck, in the end, I can't see, as a sensor now, I can't see what you have learned from the book. Yeah, so make sure that at the very least your delivery shows that you have learned something. Maybe add to the slide deck a short report in this case on the process that you have done. Yeah, so why have you taken this information, why not other information? Show that indeed you learned something from this course, that book. It should not be, by the way, it should not be that Gerd Olaf is using you as a cheap source to make his slides, right? So the book that you're going to base the slides on, the information that you base the slides on, should be new to you also. You should learn something from what you're doing. Yeah. I saw your description, right? Yeah, okay. That's okay. That's okay, yeah. If you're in doubt, if your description is good enough, specifically if you have a supervisor that might not be very experienced, Gerd Olaf is started working here recently, not very long ago, then ask either me or somebody else in the track. So I would say through the Walde for the interaction design people and Rune Jelswold for the applied computer science. And they can look at a particular description, say, yeah, this is okay or not. Add some more, leave some out. Yeah. This is just a 5 or 10 credit course, so you should not solve world hunger and peace. That might be a bit over the top. Yeah, so in your description, make sure that it is a realistic amount of work for your 5 or 10 credit that you're gaining. Other questions? I don't know what the time is. No more questions? Let me then ask about, because that's the most important why we have this meeting, is that I want to make sure that everybody starts and everybody can get to work. Maybe I can stop the recording. That's not needed anymore. But can you say a few words on who you think your supervisor will be, or maybe you have somebody already, and the topic that you want to work on.